This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about remembering to treasure the moments in between. Recently, we talked about how the next move to make may not be ours to make, but it may solely belong to God. And sometimes when I feel less in control, I can go back and forth between feeling hopeful one day and doubtful the next. It's like I sense something brand new is on the horizon or the current situation will work itself out, but I can become so preoccupied with what's next that I can overlook my here and now. I stop pouring my energy into other things because I'm waiting for this one big thing to happen. In the end, I miss the chance to treasure those moments in between my life's chapters. When I turn to the scriptures, I look at how David spent his time. David was a master at using his time constructively while he waited on God to make that next move in his life. While we know David to be a warrior-like king, he was also a very gifted harp player and a good dancer. He even spent time honing his archery skills, and he found time to strengthen his relationships with his family and friends. David teaches us how to treasure all the moments, whether they are the defining moments in our lives or the little moments leading up to the defining moments. And I've learned from experience that the situation always works out, and the new chapter will always eventually begin. But what we can't get back are those precious moments that we waste it not appreciating the present. So as you think about your own situation, let us remember these words. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, treasure all your moments.